Relief for home buyers, Millsy.
Yes, well, Perth property market, that's its most affordable for more than two decades, which is quite remarkable, yeah. Really. And maybe the rental market will start to go up even further, which means it's probably cheaper to buy now than it is to actually rent. Damien Collins is the RUA president and joins us right now. Good morning to you.
Hi, Millsy. How are you?
Oh, we're doing well, mate. House prices and rental vacancy rates continue to drop, which means that maybe buying a property is the way to go for some people.
Well, certainly. I think we put out some figures recently in a number of suburbs, particularly the low-price suburbs, Armidale and some of those areas. It definitely is a lot more affordable to buy than rent. Obviously, you've got to get a loan in the current environment. But look, our house prices haven't been this cheap relative to our incomes since about 2003, so it's definitely a good time to buy.
A lot of people worried about the Labor Party being elected at a federal level and negative gearing, et cetera, which won't apply to established homes, but there is the grandfather clause, which means there may be a rush for people to buy before the next election?
Well, I think investors, we're likely to see them start to come back, Millsy, because their rents are starting to recover after we're at the lowest vacancy rate since March 2013, and we've already seen their rents start to move, and a lot of property managers reporting a very busy activity this time in the market. So, look, I think as rents go up and the fact of the negative gearing, we're going to get a change of government, we might see a few more investors come back into the market.
Right, but then they say that once the new government is in and negative gearing is removed, then we may see a downfall in people wanting to invest in established homes. Are you worried about that?
Well, we definitely are because, look, it'll have a moderate impact on prices, there's no doubt, but investors are only about 25-30% of the market, so we'll have an impact. They won't be buying established properties, but the bigger impact's going to be on the rental market. We're already seeing it come down to 2.8%. It's economic 101, less demand, and for investment properties means prices... prices are going to rise. There's not going to be investors buying properties. So prices, rents will go up for sure.
Confidence is a big thing, though. If people are worried about losing their job, have we got that confidence back into our economy, do you think?
It seems that way. The consumer confidence surveys are back on. Certainly, people in the mining sector feel a bit more confident. It hasn't translated throughout the rest of the market as much as I guess we would have hoped by now, but it does seem that consumer confidence has certainly picked up.
Damien, it feels like for the last 4 or 5 years we've been saying, well, we're over the worst, it's going to turn up in the next year or so, but here we find ourselves sort of pretty much in the same position. In fact, maybe we've even regressed slightly. I mean, where is the ray of sunshine on the horizon?
Well, that's a good point, Baz. I mean, we have certainly felt this is the longest and deepest downturn in history in first real estate. We're down 10-ish% over 4 years, and the previous longest downturns have been about 18 to 20 months. So we're now 4 and a bit years into it. There's just a massive amount of people left the state. No one could see that. And that's what's caused it. So, look, again, I look at the mining sector jobs. I look at the rental vacancy rate. All those things are looking pretty good, but look, anything can happen. We know in the world of real estate and economics, but the signs are definitely more positive, and it looks better. But we don't expect prices in terms of house prices to run away. Just only very moderate improvement this year.
So I've been having this discussion with my kids, though. But when I was young, they taught me that a quarter of your wage on a mortgage is probably sustainable, and we are down to that level, 26.5. And compared with some places in the eastern states that are in the 40s, even some parts of Sydney up to 50%. So one quarter of your wage is probably the right time to actually invest.
Well, Steve, absolutely. I mean, we are, as I said, we're at the cheapest measured by income since 2003. And you're right, in New South Wales, Sydney, I don't know how the people can afford a home over there. So, look, it is cheap. I think the rents are still quite cheap as well, and I think if they go up, it might tip a few people who can get a loan. That's still a bit of a challenge.
Yeah,
it might tip some of those tenants into going, well, blow that, I'm going to go and buy a home.
Okay, good on you, Damien. Always good to chat. Thanks. Damien Collins there, the president of RUA.